here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, Israel continues its air bombardment of residential areas of Lebanon's capital. Hurricane Helene kills at least 40 in the United States. And in sport, Socceroos defender Alessandro Cecchetti ruptures his ACL in a World Cup qualifier blow. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Sam Dover. The Israeli military has continued an air bombardment of Lebanon's capital, Beirut, hitting densely populated residential neighborhoods in the city's south. While rescue workers say it's difficult to assess the situation and recover bodies from the rubble so far, at least 6 people were confirmed dead and 91 others wounded in the earlier attack, which saw 6 buildings leveled. The death toll is expected to rise significantly. Israel says it was a precise attack on Hezbollah's headquarters, which they claim is embedded somewhere underneath the civilian-filled Dahiya neighborhood. Meanwhile, the UN Refugee Agency's representative in Syria, Gonzalo Vaga Llosa, says well over 30,000 people have fled Lebanon to Syria over the last 3 days.
These, of course, are people who are fleeing bombs and who are crossing into a country that has been suffering from its own crisis and violence for 13 years now. We can imagine, or maybe we can't imagine, you and I, just what an incredible, difficult choice to make that is.
And in the United States, Hurricane Helene has left a path of destruction across Florida and the entire southeastern U.S., killing at least 40 people in 4 states. The Category 4 hurricane was traveling at 225 kilometers per hour when it made landfall late Thursday, with damage extending hundreds of kilometers to northeast Tennessee. 54 people were moved to the roof of the Unicoi County Hospital as water rapidly flooded the facility. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says the damage in many areas goes beyond power outages.
But some of these things are going to potentially need to be totally rebuilt in some areas for the power transmission. That just takes longer than if you're just having to hook up lines for generation.
Meanwhile, in Australia, a man has been charged with murder over the death of a woman in the New South Wales Hunter Valley. Emergency services were called to a property in Pocklebin, about an hour's drive west of Newcastle, over reports of welfare concerns just after 6 p.m. last night. The 46-year-old woman was found with significant injuries, and police say in a statement that she could not be revived. A crime scene was set up and a 47-year-old man was arrested at the property. He was taken to a local police station and charged with murder. The man was refused bail and is set to face court today. And Australia's economy could benefit from a landmark stimulus package unveiled by Chinese authorities. The People's Bank of China this week slashed interest rates in a bid to remedy poor economic growth, flagging further fiscal stimulus in a move celebrated by markets globally, including in Australia. Australia's largest trading partner has struggled to recover from the COVID-19 pandemic, weighing down commodity prices crucial to the strength of the federal budget. Treasurer Jim Chalmers, who's been in Beijing since Thursday meeting with his Chinese counterparts, says the steps taken to boost China's economy were a good development for Australia. Market analyst Tony Sycamore says we are likely to hear more announcements from China in coming days.
this point, it's not yet the big bazooka which everybody wants to see, but it does show that Chinese authorities are taking the growth slowdown seriously, and we expect to see further easing announcements in the week ahead.
And in sport, Socceroos defender Alessandro Cercati has ruptured his ACL in an early blow to new coach Tony Popovich's bid to turn Australia's World Cup qualification campaign around. Italian club Parma confirmed Cercati, who is 20 years old, injured his left knee at training on Friday. He's expected to have surgery, which would rule him out of Australia's entire third round of qualifying, which finishes next June. Parma Calcio medical staff confirmed Cercati suffered an injury during the team's training session, rupturing the ACL in his left knee. I'm Sam Dover, and that is the latest from the SBS newsroom.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.